Hello, and welcome to the next episode of Rosenberg Reads, a podcast where I, Mrs. Rosenberg, read a short excerpt of a book we have at the Kiganza Elementary School Library. In order to make sure that I'm sharing books that would interest a variety of people, and not just me, each week I'm going to pull a book from a different genre in our library. This week we'll hear a book from our animal genre. This is Chicken Squad, The First Misadventure, by Doreen Cronin, and illustrated by Kevin Cornell. The Chicken Squad. Introductions. Welcome to the yard. Meet the Chicken Squad, four fuzzy little chicks who should fill their days pecking chicken feed and chasing bugs, but instead spend most of their time looking for trouble and finding it. My job is to pull them out of it. My name's J.J. Tully, retired search and rescue dog. 7 years on the job, 2 years in the yard. Keep your eyes on these four. Dirt, short, yellow, fuzzy. Real name, Peep. Specialty, foreign languages, math, colors, computer codes. Sugar, short, yellow, fuzzy. Real name, Little Boo. Specialty, breaking and entering, interrupting. Poppy. Short, yellow, fuzzy. Real name, Poppy. Specialty, watching the shoe. We'll explain later. Sweetie. Short, yellow, fuzzy. Real name, Sweet Coconut Louise. Specialty, none that I can see. Here's the thing. I can't watch them all the time. I have dog stuff to do. Keep your eyes on them for a while, will you? I'm just going to settle down and take a little nap. Wake me if they get into any trouble. Well, big trouble. I'm sure you can handle a little trouble on your own. Chapter 1.
Help! Help!
A squirrel came barreling into the chicken coop. He was out of breath and in a panic.
There is something big and scary in the yard, gasped the squirrel. It's after me.
Describe it for me, said Sugar. She pulled her notepad out of an old shoe.
It's big and scary, said the squirrel. It's big and it's scary.
Big and scary is not going to cut it, said Sugar. Lots of things are big and scary, kid. My mom is big and scary. Try again.
It's enormous and frightening, said Squirrel.
Sugar put her pencil down. Better. Keep going.
It's huge and terrifying, cried the squirrel.
Much better. Tail, said Sugar. She checked her notes. Big and scary, enormous and frightening, huge and terrifying.
Maybe I can help, said Dirt. She took out her sketch pad.
What shape was it? Asked Dirt.
It was big, answered the squirrel.
Big is not a shape, sighed Squirrel. She put her notebook down.
You've got a good vocabulary, kid, but your poor shape knowledge means I can't respect you. You should go now.
Hold on, Sugar, said Dirt. Let's figure this out. Let's start from the beginning.
It's enormous,
snapped the squirrel. He was starting to get grumpy.
I thought you said it was big, said Sugar.
Maybe I can give it a try, said Dirt. Is it bigger than a house?
Well, no, said the squirrel.
Is it bigger than the chicken coop? Asked Dirt.
Well, no,
answered the squirrel. Is it bigger than you? Asked Dirt.
I am a brave squirrel. Of course it's bigger than me, said the squirrel. Would I be afraid of something if it wasn't bigger than me?
Lots of people are afraid of things that are smaller than they are, said Dirt.
Well, not me, said the squirrel. I'm only afraid of one thing, and it's big and scary. And it came out of nowhere, and it's out there waiting for me.
I think we need JJ on this case, said Sugar. He knows the yard like the back of his paw. I'm going to run over there and ask him to join us.
Not the dog,
yelled the squirrel.
Not the dog! Not the dog!
What's your beef with the dog, Tail? Asked Sugar.
He's big and scary, answered the squirrel.
Sugar had a hunch. Fine, I'm just going to run outside and grab a shovel, she announced. I'll be right back.
Not the shovel, said Tail. Not the shovel! Not the shovel!
What's your beef with the shovel? Asked Sugar.
It's big and scary, said the squirrel.
I give up, Tail, said Sugar. Sounds to me like you're afraid of everything in the yard. Now get out of here and call me when you have a real problem. Sugar made a last note on her pad. Big and scary, enormous and frightening, huge and terrifying. Never mind. Just then, a dark figure appeared in the doorway and cast a shadow over Dirt, Sugar, and Tail.
"Everything okay in here?" asked a deep, gruff voice.
Tail's eyes went wide, his face went pale, and he hit the floor. That was the first chapter of The Chicken Squad, The First Misadventure by Doreen Cronin. If you enjoyed the book and would like to hear more, feel free to request it from the library. I'll be back next week with another episode of Rosenberg Reads. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you're doing a really good job.